you know accents, right? We've all got them. You know, you don't really notice it until you're overseas that you got it. But trust me, you got one. But on screen, it seems a little bit odd sometimes. Why can't anyone on screen get an Australian accent right? Like, I mean, it's pretty easy for me to do it. But why can't we get these US celebrities, actors to get it right? So this afternoon, we're speaking with Dr. Liz Giffrey. She's here to talk to us a little bit about why the Aussie accent often sticks out a little bit like a sore thumb in Hollywood. Liz, good morning. Sorry, good afternoon, I should say. Hi. Been a long day. Getting my time zones a bit mixed up.
No, it's all right. I've got a small baby. I've got no idea what time it is. That's absolutely fine.
I can't complain then. you know, I think it's pretty fair to say, you know, we cringe a fair bit when we hear the Australian accent on the big screen. You know, we hear Daniel Radcliffe in December Boys, Quentin Tarantino in Django Unchained. Not the best examples of an Aussie accent.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard to imitate an Australian accent?
Well, I think it's the type of thing too that we're not used to hearing. Hollywood's not used to hearing, so they, you know, caricature. And also too, then they don't sort of have a reference point. So if we're talking about Hollywood, the default is an American accent, really. So anything that's not American already sounds a bit weird. And so there's just not really a place. Like when Australian actors, for example, go and work in Hollywood, it's very, very rare that they use their Australian accents. Hugh Jackman, when he's Wolverine, doesn't, you know, use his accent. Mm. Or Nicole Kidman doesn't use her accent, you know. Cate Blanchett doesn't use her accent. Jeffrey Rush a little bit more, but, you know, those big... Russell Crowe. When have you heard Russell sound like Russell?
I didn't even know he had an Australian accent.
Well, technically he's a Kiwi, but he sounds pretty Aussie. We'll take him, you know, when he's screaming at Souths, he's Aussie. Yeah. So it's just one of those things that because, I guess, the sound of Hollywood is American, and that's the expectation of Hollywood, that it should be American. Any other accent's going to sound a little bit weird. And the Aussie, because there's, you know, only 30 million of us as opposed to 300 million of them and the rest, we're just not really given a place. So that's why they don't get to hear it very well, and then they don't really do it very well, you know. I mean, someone like Benedict Cumberbatch, when he was playing Julian Assange, he kind of got all right.
Give him credit for.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. did pretty well when he was playing the Russell Crowe knockoff in Tropic Thunder. You know, people get a little bit closer, but it's not got a lot of space.
And is there a reason specifically why it never seems to reach the mark?
Well, I think part of the way, and you know, linguists and stuff will say that it's quite a hard accent to do because we're very relaxed. So there was a beautiful documentary called Sounds of Oz that came out, it'd be easily a decade ago now, where Rachel Griffiths and a few other Australian actors were talking about how you do different accents, and say the Australian accent, speak with an Australian accent, you actually have to relax your mouth. And so most people go the other way. Like if they're not used to being relaxed, it kind of feels artificial to them. You know what I mean? So I guess that's why. Plus, like anything, you know, we might try and do a South African accent or a Scottish accent or a Welsh accent, and we're never going to quite get it right if our ears aren't tuned to that. So there's just not enough Australian sounds on screen, international screen, for people to have a reference point. You know, they think, g'day, mate. They think that's enough. You know, throw a shrimp on the barbie or whatever.
That's all we say. That's all you hear here
crikey.
In Australia.
That's all we got. Mate. That's it. Crikey, yeah.
Well, I mean, I do feel kind of proud how easy it comes to me then. Like, I mean, that's one talent I can put on my resume, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, you know, like stereotypes of Australians in movies, you know, it's often like Crocodile Dundee, you know, accents often sound, you know, over-exaggerated and inauthentic. Mm. Why? Like, I mean, is it because they're not trying to get, they can't get that authentic accent, so they're just doing it way over the top?
Yeah, I think there's partly that. But I think, like we were saying before, it's just that, and like you said in your intro, it's about a comparison point. So when we're all Australians talking to each other, if you watch Home and Away or Neighbours or even, you know, something like Bluey, the kids' TV show, where everybody's really ochre Australian, it doesn't sound out of place because everybody's all together. You know, people are probably listening to me now saying, oh, geez, really? You know what I mean? I can just imagine my mum telling me to pick up my vowels a little bit and speak more properly, you know. But when we're all together, we kind of merge down. But in Hollywood, that's not how people sound. You know, it's very unusual. I mean, it's a bit better now that you've got Hemsworths everywhere and, you know, people are getting a bit more used to it. There's kind of, although it's interesting now, I think in Hollywood they probably are used to what an Australian man sounds like, but we don't get a lot of Australian ladies. You know what I mean? It's, you'll see on the talk shows, people hear a Hemsworth and think it's really cute, or they'll hear Hugh Jackman talking to Jimmy Fallon or something, but you're still not really hearing women speak, you know what I mean? So it's just that people aren't used to it, really. And the more they're not used to it, the more people don't really know what to do with it. And even, I mean, visiting America, I've been a couple of times where I've been with a British friend and it's like she has to translate for me because they're just, they haven't heard the sound before. So they don't really know, you know what I mean? They don't get what's going on.
Well, I've had that trouble. You know, you go over, I used to live in the UK, for example, like sometimes I'd have to kind of British size it, but then I'd also have that trouble where you can't do the accent properly, so it kind of made it even worse.
So you're doing to them what they do to us. That's just how it is.
Exactly. Mm. Well, just one last thing. What are the best and worst attempts at an Aussie accent, would you say?
Oh, that's really hard. I mean, one of the most famous kind of bad ones was Meryl Streep when she was playing Lindy Chamberlain in Evil Angels, you know, the story of Azaria Chamberlain being taken away, and the famous, you know, dingo took my baby type, you know, exaggerated line that has now become a catchphrase. But in terms of good ones, like I say, I thought Benedict Cumberbatch did a pretty good job. Kate Winslet. Did Kate Winslet have one in The Dressmaker? I think she might have done.
I think too. I missed that film, sorry.
Yeah, I think she did. That was the one, again, there were all of the Hemsworths. But that one, I think she did. Oh, yeah, somebody will correct me, I'm sure they will. You're going to get hate mail, I'm sorry.
She's pretty talented, so we'll give her the credit. You know,
if she
didn't do it, I expect she could anyway.
That's very true, yeah.
Well, Liz, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
No worries.
That was Dr. Liz Giffrey. She's a senior lecturer in communications at UTS. Just talking a little bit about why Hollywood can't seem to get Aussie accents very well.